This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu.
And on the on virtual line, we have...
It's me, Richard Bradbury.
There we go. You know, it's all running smoothly, even as yesterday. And today, we're talking about, are you prepared for unemployment? And just, you know, before at the 12 o'clock news, you heard about Lufthansa. You know, they're trying to look at ways to maybe cut 22,000 jobs. That's like, you know...
A lot.
That's a lot, right? So we're talking about, you know, do you have a plan in case of, you know, unemployment? Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And then, Richard, you'll be talking about job hunting in the pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've got to be honest. It's probably the worst time in recent history to be looking for a job. Many people are already finding themselves unemployed. So there's a lot of competition, but also due to things like social distancing, the in-person interview, of course, you can't do job fairs, you can't do networking, is all cancelled. It doesn't mean that there aren't ways of finding.
All right.
All digital, I guess. And of course, we're going to talk about people who are working from home, which is about all of us, and how you can be productive during this time.
Now, just when you think the worst is behind us, along comes another blow. And to be honest, this is something that we've been warned for a while now on how the pandemic will have a massive impact long term on people losing their jobs. And just recently, you might have heard it, even this morning as well, the Department of Statistics in Malaysia have given their latest update on how dire the situation is at the moment. And last month, we had hit the highest mark in a decade, just slightly over 600,000 people losing their jobs. And in terms of percentage, it's about 3.9%, which is a new record that was previously held in June 2010 at 3.6%. And now the April numbers are out, and it's another new record, very sadly indeed. And it's the percentage rate has actually spiked to 5% with 778,800 people now out of work. This is the first time in 30 years the numbers have been that high. But this isn't just a problem here in Malaysia. It's a worldwide problem. You know, I think, you know, Arvin also shared a link about, you know, in Singapore, they are having their highest number that they've had been in the last 10 years. And even, you know, for those who have retained their jobs, they don't fare much better either because of, you know, whether it's salary cuts, whether you had to be furloughed, or there's just so many issues going on. And, you know, even in the UK as well, you know, we've heard about, you know, job cuts. It's a global issue here. Right.
Minister of Manpower down in Singapore, the overall unemployment rate in the first quarter of 2020 increased to 2.4%. The previous quarter saw 2.3%. Of course, the increase mostly affected the local population, which saw their unemployment rates from 3.3% to 3.5%. And amongst those who live and work in Singapore, like permanent residents, the unemployment rate rose from 3.2 to 3.3. But, you know, it's explainable. Normal ebb and flow of the economy, but of course the one glaring contributor was, of course, that little virus that we all know and love. Coronavirus, right?
Yeah, and in the US, unemployment rises to 42 million.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's riots.
Yeah, you know, and now, you know, I guess, you know, it's while there are people going back to work, as previously claimed by the government, can we expect some, you know, the June numbers or even the numbers in July and the months to come to look slightly better? That's, you know, the hopefulness that we have. The minister in the PM's department believes that the country's recovery is on track. The measures that they've taken are already yielding partial signs of success, but there are questions being raised that, you know, this may need to actually go beyond just the proactive government initiatives. Like, you know, what if the world gets hit by another COVID-19 infection, right? So, for example, China, they actually announced lockdowns in parts of Beijing over the weekend after new infections were detected. And on Monday, the Asian stock markets, the KLCI included, got, you know, basically hammered very hard. So imagine, you know, if what would happen if more cases were discovered, and, you know, whether it's in China or elsewhere, and we had to go through a another round. So the plan, as far as our government seems to be concerned, is that the recently launched Penjana Rescue Package aims to help Malaysia save everyday Malaysians from the risk of unemployment. And I want to quote something from a newsletter called Behind the Lines by Trident Media. They ended with the same topic that, you know, really just talked about, like, despite some tasty looking tax breaks for employers, there's no real guarantee that Makcik Kia, Madam Lee, Haji Saleh, Surjit Kaur and the rest will be provided for. And to me, that is actually my main worry here, because I'm not quite sure if all of these initiatives, which is great, you know, it's a good first layer, but I don't think they're having that immediate and that direct impact to the wallets of the citizens of Malaysia.
I think one of the problems is the people that have applied for it haven't heard back from it at all. You know, there seems to be this kind of lack of communication, and because so many people have applied for it's very difficult for, like, I can't imagine how difficult it must be being sat in the office having to wade through all of these applications and make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
I can't imagine the phone lines because, you know, my girlfriend works in the fitness industry and over the weekend they were allowed to reoperate and the hotline had 6,000 calls per day. And that's just, you know, one small tiny sector if you compare to a nation itself, right? So, can't imagine, you know, the difficulties that, you know, everyone's facing at the moment. So with that though, upskilling and reskilling, I guess, is important, more so than now, than ever before.
Right.
But how do you do it, right? There's a plethora of platforms available. And so we thought, like, you know, maybe there's something unique out there. And lo and behold, there is actually a Malaysian online upskilling, reskilling platform called Ruang Cikgu. And they are a platform that focuses on helping Malaysians to gain new skills. And they range from cooking to photography and even coding. And all of this is taught in Bahasa Melayu. So we will speak to Omar, who is the co-founder of Ruang Cikgu, in just a moment to maybe give you some, I guess, skills, you know, to prepare yourself in case of unemployment. So the question is, today we're asking you, do you have a plan in case of unemployment? Get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and we'll be right back with your messages. This is Working at the Car Wash Blues, BFM 89.9.
Breathe freely, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Richard Bradbury.
Slight delay there because Richard is on our virtual call, and, you know, Richard will be talking about how to job hunt in a pandemic. That's because our main story for today is talking about, are you prepared for unemployment? Do you have a plan in case of unemployment? We've been running a Twitter poll and also on Instagram. Let's look at Twitter first. Frida, what's the numbers looking like?
Okay, so we have yes, they have a plan, 17%, making one now, 29.7%. No, 53.1%. So, you know, maybe this is a wake-up call, right?
Mm. And looking at some of the comments, Toon says, driving Grab counts as a yes. And you go like,
yeah, for sure.
That does definitely count as a plan. Jolie Anna says, yes, maybe, you know, jadi di transporter budak sekolah. Maybe, you know. Possibly if you have an extra vehicle that, you know, could be...
But they're not going to school.
When the school reopens, right? When the school reopens. And, you know, Rebel to Save the Environment says, I am retired. Well,
good for you.
That must be nice.
Yeah, that must be nice, you know. over on Instagram, we've got a few comments as well. Joanne Lim says, you know, it has been taking out some of my savings to do a 1 year of upskilling courses. Mm. Until the economy recovery stage. That's actually a very clever way, because actually at this point in time, a lot of the upskilling, reskilling courses, even things like Coursera, are on a discount, if not free, right?
A huge discount when they are as well.
Yeah. And The Breaker says most people can't afford to have a backup plan. It's hard enough to secure their current role. That's also very true. IM Kif says the answer for now is joining the gig economy before getting employed back.
Right.
That's actually that's pretty interesting because, you know, I've driven past by some of these gig economy offices and I've actually seen, you know, signboards where they're looking for, you know, riders or drivers, and there is that surge. And, you know, even like in, you know, in the US example,
Amazon. I was speaking to someone this morning and they were saying that last quarter, Amazon hired 175,000 people, obviously for the whole logistics space, right? So I think you look at spaces where it is growing and see if there are, you know, opportunities there. And at this point, just do anything, right?
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, if you're in a company that's focusing on working from home and whatnot, their numbers are going crazy. They're wanting to recruit people right now.
As we're talking about the risk of unemployment, with the rate of unemployment now, it's like the highest it's ever been for more than 30 years. The need to equip yourself to bounce back and earn a living in a highly competitive job market. You can only imagine just how competitive it will be when the market is much more stable. It's so important. So we've spoken many times about the upskilling and reskilling on our show, but there is still a gap, and that is the language that's being used to teach. So along comes Ruang Cikgu. It's a platform that focuses on helping Malaysians gain new skills, ranging from cooking to photography and even coding. And it's taught in Bahasa Melayu. So on the line with us is Lat Omar Shariman. He's the co-founder of Ruang Cikgu. Omar, tell me a little bit about how did this idea came about?
Okay, so initially it started off with a family of three, my parents and I. So we are serial learners. So every weekend we would go attend workshops to learn skills such as dropship, marketing, basically online businesses. And we've always wondered, like, is there an alternative, like an online alternative? Because it's a bit tiring, you know, traveling every weekend. Like, we would travel overseas sometimes as well to attend the classes. So we stumbled upon some online learning platforms, and they were in English, and we really enjoyed learning from them. But there wasn't any alternative for the Bahasa Melayu speakers, and we were quite shocked because the Bahasa Melayu speakers in the Southeast Asia alone is 300 million Malay-speaking population, you know. So that's where Ruang Cikgu started, actually.
Interesting, right? With him and his parents. Right. Used to just, you know, go out and, you know, do upskilling, reskilling courses for fun.
So and
I love that.
Right.
That's just totally amazing. So Omar, that's really interesting because, you know, it's like your own experience. You're a serial learner to create this platform, but it's still a big leap forward. And how did you actually manage to create this platform?
Yes. So we didn't come from a tech background, but what my parents and I specialize in is we gather the experts. So like even with Ruang Cikgu and our platform, only the industry players come to teach. So we don't rely on too much on theories, but more on practical and industry sort of techniques, you know.
Hmm. And what's available right now with Ruang Cikgu, and how does this work? Like, is it just mobile only, desktop, and do I actually like physically go somewhere for these courses?
So at the moment, we have 45 courses that specializes in upskilling and entrepreneurship. So we have classes such as bakery, how to start your own bakery, how to do makeup, how to do floral arrangements, and etc. And we are currently coming out with bundles. Like, so we will take the entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur from A to Z. So basically, if they want to start in the bakery business, will teach them how to form their accounts, how to start their own company, how to bake at their homes, how to use different applications. And basically, how Ruang Cikgu is, how it works, is it's a platform. It's a website, actually, but we have PWA, which is Progressive Web Apps, where it's technically a website that operates as an app. So when a student registers, they will get their own dashboard, and the teachers as well, so they can monitor their own progress. And they will also be given assessments at the end of the class and be provided a certificate, because we are actually certified by the Human Resource Development Training, HRDS.
So I also understand that there's also room for entrepreneurs to kind of reskill and upskill themselves?
Yes. So what we aim to do is we want to eliminate the opportunity gap. We want to eliminate the distance to learn and acquire knowledge. So when our students come to our platform, right, because our platform specializes in entrepreneurship, yeah? So we have classes like such as the bakery class, dropship, and online marketing. So these are all coming from teachers who are already in the game, who are industry players, and they themselves use this as a form of side hustle. So they have a main job, and they gather their second income from this.
Hmm. And what are your plans for Rangjigu with the rate of unemployment at an all-time high, and what's your market strategy at the moment?
In the future, we aim to be the number one online learning platform in Bahasa Melayu. And our strategy is, instead of focusing on the competition, we focus on our user experience and our user interface to maximize the learning process, to enable the students to connect to the teachers.
And Omar, what's the price range that we're looking at for these courses?
The costs range from 30 ringgit to 200. So we want to make education as affordable as we can. So because we run on a revenue share with our teachers, so 30 ringgit is the lowest we can go.
That's Lat Omar Shariman, the co-founder of Ruang Cikgu. And I just love the story of how this came about.
You know, and the thing is, you know, nothing in BM at the moment that I know of, right? So, I mean, it was an obvious gap that no one's really filled. So brilliant, right? Something that was done during the MCO.
Especially when, you know, he mentioned about there's the A to Z of entrepreneurship as well. And in a specific, like, you know, if you want to do baking, and everyone was baking during MCO because everyone's at home. And I know some people who've actually then turned it into a business. Even our own BFM colleague has, you know, turned her baking hobby into like an Instagram online business, right? And selling brownies and stuff, right? So for, you know, for many people, like, they don't really know the processes involved of making it into, you know, how to sell on Instagram, how do you sell on Facebook, because most of them maybe are just not in that environment where else, like, for those social savvy people, they probably would know how to do so. So,
or people like Omar and his family who have been out, you know, traveling to all of these courses and learning everything. They've just been absorbing all of this information. It's a great idea. Sorry, Jeff, carry on.
And you get industry players to help out with the training. That's a brilliant idea. So
very smart.
Yeah, very smart. So, you know, go and check out Ruang Cikgu. I think it's a really clever idea of, you know, how you can equip yourself during, you know, this, I guess, you know, times of uncertainty, especially when we're looking at the numbers of unemployment are just surging up. You know, earlier in March, it was, you know, 600,000. Now it's like 778,800 people. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the month of June onwards, right? So get in touch with us and let us know, do you have a plan in case of unemployment? Get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And if you have a plan, we would love to know what is the plan. And also, if you are thinking of one, what are sort of the plans? Are you planning to become an entrepreneur? Because that is actually something that we're going to be discussing tomorrow about being entrepreneurship. So get in touch with us, let us know. And Richard later on will be talking about how to job hunt during a pandemic. Fun indeed. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.